Blog Talk Radio.
Finally.
At first I wanted just a homie,
but I'm vibing with you.
There ain't a difference, get to know me.
Undenied, I am true.
And you ain't meet another phony.
Girl, I'm tired of what you.
Took a flight to be lonely.
I disguised that with blood.
Cause you a vibe, shawty. You a vibe, shawty. You a vibe, shawty. Yeah. What you and I, it's a vibe. It's a vibe, it's a vibe. I call on you to catch a vibe, shot it. Breakups to make up all day. You heard what I said. My heart ain't the safest game. Still feeling some pain. Heart on my sleeves and sometimes I can't breathe when I think of my past. I can't do that again. Won't grow through that again. My heart ain't the safest. I fall and feel naked. But shorty with you, I feel it's a vibe. Oh, Lord. Probably why when you leave me, you creep up in my mind. Now I'm online looking through your posts on some creep shit. Run your line to tell you when we eat it on some feast shit. Knowing I don't do it, so she think a nigga capping. But me, what I say, so she know I ain't just rapping. Had to fall back and understand what I'm after. My ex was my associates, but you were like my master. So why am I comparing? And I think us is scary. I met you, I fallen. You make me feel crawling. It's not out the question. If I fuck up and I know we just started, but flawless, it's not on my record. And I am not undefeated. Sometimes, yeah, I have cheated. And girl, it was premeditated. The tone for the song was inspired by nights in Vegas, yeah.
But I'm vibing with you.
There ain't a difference, get to know me.
Undenied, I am true.
And you ain't meet another phony.
Girl, I'm tired of what you.
Took a flight to be lonely.
I disguised that with blood.
Cause you a vibe, shawty. You a vibe, shawty. You a vibe, shawty. Yeah. What you and I, it's a vibe. It's a vibe, it's a vibe. I call on you to catch a vibe, shawty. And it's only been a few months in this situation. Sure, they got me thinking patient.
Don't fumble a heart like I'm a quarterback. Roger that, my heart been in the blender. To this day, still picking splinters out the parts so I was left behind. I had to piece it back together, but it's parts in it going cold or frozen. I live the life of a chosen soldier. I need a Bonnie who gon' hold the toaster. Right beside me, a deep trench so the cold is water. Or hold me close when a soldier broken. So shorty, can you do that? I teach you how to shoot what you shoot back. If niggas got the drop and they do that, or put me back together when the world beat me blue black.
There ain't no difference, get to know me. And you ain't meet another phony. Took a flight to be lonely. Cause you a vibe, shawty.
Thank you.
Don't know who to trust, it's the sign of the times. Eye for an eye, till we all go blind. Cool to the touch, so cold inside. You should read between the lines. Cause we're going back and forth, going back and forth. And I'm a fool, takes one to know one. We running round in circles, running circles, yeah. I just want the truth, wishing one would tell me. I take it all to heart, even if it kills me. We running round in circles, running circles, yeah.
Anyway, she said don't let the taste, little taste, Novocaine, baby, baby, Novocaine, baby, I want you. Fuck me good, fuck me long, fuck me numb. Love me now when I'm gone, love me none. Love me none, love me none. Numb, numb, numb. Sink full of dishes, pacing in the kitchen, cocaine for breakfast. Yikes, bed full of women, flip on a tripod, little red light on, shooting, I'm feeling like Stanley Kubrick. This is some visionary shit, been trying to film pleasure with my eyes wide shut, but it keeps on moving. I blame it on the model bra with the Hollywood smile. Strip a booty with a rack like wow. I'll never forget ya, you put me on a feeling I never had, never had. And ever since I've been trying to get it back, you pick it up and put it back. Now I'm something like the chemist on campus, but there's no drug around. If I like what I found in you, I still can't feel my face. What am I smoking anyway? She said don't let the high go to waste. But can you taste, little taste, Novocaine? Fuck me long, fuck me now. Love me now when I'm gone, love me now. Love me now, love me now. Novocaine, 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 Novocaine. Numb the pain, numb the pain, numb the pain, numb the pain, numb the pain. Novocaine, 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 Novocaine. For the pain, for the pain. Novocaine, Novocaine.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I am Miss VIP, and welcome to Express Your Vibe. This show is open mic. Whatever's on your mind, I want you to express it. Don't suppress it. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and press 1 to be heard. This show is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? And I got mine. Y'all better get yours. This is Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Enjoy the show. So, people, tonight I have my ace, La Perla Negra, hanging with me tonight. Hey, Diva.
Hey, hey, what's good? What's popping, Diva?
Hey, look, I'm just chilling. It's a good night to express your vibe, that's for sure.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I got my Raw Links on, and I'm ready to express.
All right, man. That's what's up. So, I think since you're, as the get down feels locked and loaded, how about you kick it off?
Okay, sure. I got a piece here. It's called Education and Resilience. I wrote this, I think, last week for the Get Down Idol, and they seem to like it pretty much.
All right. Mike is yours.
Thank you. The physical body is the most sacred vessel of all. Our soul chose it, so it requires the most care. And we must be able and willing to speak kindly to the inner self so that it's comforted on difficult days, regardless of the circumstances. Self-care is vital to knowing yourself, and patience is paramount to your health and growth. And so when someone asks me, were love poems my forte because it suits me well and that I'm very good at expressing what's in my heart, I said mostly. But I have no choice but to express it, because aside from my beautiful children, it's all that I've been left with. See, I've been educated in resilience. I believe that you should always write your truth inside yourself before trying to make sense of the world. You don't owe it anything. Know that you are worth more than your inner critic, and that happiness is not about how much you can receive from others. You do not need to be validated by outside approval. Even though we were born to engage, because no man is an island, be the caregiver of yourself. And always remember, success is a series of failures. So happiness is your birthright. Understand that everything we see, touch, taste, smell, and hear is an experience that becomes part of the mental self of the physical being. And your tools are ancient and intimate as a whisper known in every mindful moment. This is where I draw my strength, how I stay at peace, how I love myself. And my education in resilience is definitely why I will never put my pen down. And that's that piece. Oh, and that's that vibe.
Diva, I love that piece. Because I think it's the second line, your soul chose it. Am I right about that?
Yeah, that's right. Our soul did choose it.
And how... Yes, and how one must take care of themselves. And
right.
And that last line is why you should never, ever give up putting your pen down. Or,
right.
You know, something like that. That's wonderful. That is a knockout piece. I love that. Matter of fact,
oh,
I love it every
you.
Time I hear it. Yeah, you know
thank
what?
You,
because
thank
it's
you.
So true, and it means a lot. It means our health. I mean, there's not a lie there that could be found. So, yes, that's what's up. Mm-hmm.
Now,
so now, I just
now that
spinning.
I've done mine. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, it's just fresh ink. I really didn't title it, and I guess that's going to be my usual thing until, you know, later on down the pike I can read over it again, and then go, oh, this is what this is called. All right.
So, well. Express your vibe.
My vibe is serious infatuation. Like your eyes light up, like the moon at night. Your smile is as bright as the sun in the day. I thought the little things were once mundane, too unimportant for me to do. They mean everything to me now, hoping they mean as much to you. See, I want you to know I'm an open book. So take a dive in my mind, see what's there. It's not hard to do if you feel like I do and really care. See, it's high school to have me chase you, keep calling you, writing our names in cursive, your name with a mister, my last name with yours and a mister. I won't wait for you to realize I'm the one. And I'm not out just for fun. If you hesitate, you'll negate all I feel for you Do you notice when I see you, I look down? Because honestly, I try not to trip and fall for you, like trying to avoid all the cracks on the sidewalk. Speak to me, I'd rather you kiss me, because I swear I'm tongue-tied when we talk. Perhaps I made a mistake in liking you so much. I felt we connected. My heart immediately was affected of your easygoing ways, how spiritual you were, yet not religious. I'm just letting you know, if you want me and you're serious, I can leave. Above all else, I'm woman enough to be a friend if you don't feel the same. It's cool. I'm a realist, not a fool. But damn, I swear you put a beat on my heart so sweetly, it would sting if you didn't feel the same. Not telling me from the start, yet I find myself writing your name. That's that vibe.
Well, dang it. He did the thing to you, didn't he? My goodness.
I don't know who he is. It must be in my mind. That's the imaginary.
Ooh, you said he put a beat in your heart or on your heart. What'd you say?
Yeah. I swear you put a beat on my heart.
That's something right there. That is something right there. Ooh, girl. That was nice. I like that. Mm-hmm. That was really, really nice. That might be your title.
Uh-oh.
I like that, though. That was really nice. Really, really nice.
Yeah.
Wow, Eva. And that's fresh ink? Awesome.
Yeah. I finished it right before you started the music.
Okay. Yeah, right with that. That's how we do. As poets, we all understand that writing up until the very last second. Done.
Exactly.
Just in time. Yes, that's how it is to be a creative, man.
Hey, all the time. It really does push the pin now, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Yes.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, Diva, we have a caller, and that is none other than King Atterbury. What's going on, King?
Hey, King.
What's up, ladies? How y'all doing?
Good. How you doing?
Good. How are you
doing? I'm over here, you know what I'm saying, on a slave break.
Not the slave break.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You either on a plantation or a plantation.
You know what? I love my people. Y'all gonna get fired saying that kind of stuff.
I didn't say
I was on a plantation. I said I'm on a plan station.
Okay. Good save. That's what's up.
No, but I'm good, y'all. Okay. You know what I'm saying? There's a different, there's a shift in the universe going on right now, so I've been just staying vibrant and keeping my levels of energy up, you know, even while working and writing my poetry and stuff. So, you know, just keep your eyes open out here. You know, it's crazy.
Absolutely. That's what you got to do. You know what? You're right, because I felt it.
Wednesday?
I've been feeling it for the past couple of days. Yeah. I have.
Okay.
It's almost like you can, I don't know how to explain it, but you can feel it through your body. It's almost you are off balance for a second. You can literally feel it, but it doesn't last.
True fact.
And then you're right back. I was like, well, something going on. Okay.
Yeah.
It's not like your body is sick or anything. It's just you can feel the energy shift, like you said.
It's a real thing.
It was the new moon.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's the new moon.
Okay. Maybe that's what brought about that crazy storm.
Yeah, it was interference
in the computers and stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
I like them storms, though, because I was sitting up about, between 3 and 4 this morning, which is the time I usually wake up anyway, and I just sit in the dark, and I can meditate to the sound of the rain and the wind blowing, making that whistle sound through the screen, and just the smell. Yeah, and the smell of that rain, and I just sit and I go inside myself. I love it, man. Especially sitting in the truck, man. But either that, or you know, if I had a body next to me, other things be taking place.
I know that's right.
Okay,
you know, I'll make the best of it. I'll make the best of it. I love nature, man.
Get that octopus in the bed with you. Tentacles on deck.
Yes, yes. That's what's up.
Lord have mercy. Well, King, what's your vibe tonight? You ready?
Yeah, I'm definitely ready. I mean, I wrote this piece today.
Uh-oh, you ink.
No doubt. All right, this piece is titled Lady Friend. Taking steps on moves made without feelings craved. Pieces of internal ways open days that really pay. No expectation on or off the belt, whatever spelt. There's always space on the shelf of another heart melt. Keeping thoughts well aligned without trying or even hiding. Love the feeling of she riding instead of slipping and sliding. If something fair is there, then nobody else has fear. When a situation appears, steer it here. The coast is clear. Start off making it standard before emotions vanish. Here's my verbal canvas. Visualize if you can manage. We now in position to listen from this beginning. Waiting on a home run, bases loaded, ninth inning. Only the creator see the scoreboard around all of our floors. That's why the sign on the love door says, hello, mi amor. So the call that I make is in this state of normal pace. Don't be late if it's not a race to meet me at our common place. And that's that piece. King.
Nice.
Yeah.
You know, your pen is real nice. You know.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
It's like that lady friend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Whoever it is, if you out there listening, hey yo, holla.
Right. There you go.
He said, holla. That's what's up.
Look, if the hills big, come walk through that door.
You got to put it out there in the universe, man. So,
I having diversity, right? You know what I'm saying? Like, you never know what fit whoever, and you know, whoever might say, like, yo, I like that piece, and when I'm going to use that with somebody. So you can borrow the ink, but my shit is copyrighted, so.
That's what's up. That's right. Protect your assets, God. Man.
When you throw it back out, you got to just make sure you put King Atterbury at the bottom. You know what I'm saying?
I know that's right.
All right, King. I know where you are, but we're going to sneak you into the Groove Lounge where you can get a little drink on. I got all kinds. Straight up.
Oh, shucks.
You can't let him escape.
I just remembered, too. What you got going on, King?
Oh, man. This Tuesday coming, the Poetry Corner on Let's Talk YouTube, 8 p.m. Eastern. May just be a combination of Power of Poetry / Hip Hop Edition. So come through, check it out, holla at me. Want to get down with the get down. You know what I'm saying? It's all good. But yeah, this Tuesday. And then the following Monday, in Epiphany Universe, is the King and Queen's Quarters. With me, myself, King Atterbury, and Queen Simmons, it's at 9 p.m. So, yeah, we out here. So that's what's up.
Can you Can you, you know, I would love to read that piece you just did. Can you post that in the event page?
No doubt. I got you, ladies. No,
that's what's up. That's
very
what's
nice.
Up.
Thank
that's
you so much.
I appreciate being here.
Okay.
Thank you. One love, one night.
One love, one night.
One love, one night. Oh, Diva. Let me just switch to real quick identification break.
Okay.
This is Tiffany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Yasset, the next phase is online radio. Epiphany. Baby.
Wow. And you know what? I didn't mean to, but shout out to our illustrious CEO, author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet, a.k.a. my balladeer. Thank you, baby love. So.
Baby.
Oh, my God. Well, Diva, it looks like it's going to be the Sexy Divas again.
That's all right with me.
Right, exactly. So I'm going to find a piece, and how about you kick it off one more time?
I got you. Now, this is Fresh Ink. I actually just finished this maybe about an hour or so ago. I call this Spellcaster.
Ooh, I like it's yours.
Thank you. I kept my attraction to him invisible because something in me always said stay away, even though I've seen him watching me when I'm in his presence. There was always something different behind his eyes from other men's stares. Regrettably, I gave control over to my curious nature and asked him why he looked at me like he does. He responded. He'd realized that I didn't cast a spell on him, but that I am the spell. Obviously, small talk wasn't his thing because the next thing he said was, can we just get naked and worship each other all night because you're the perfect atmosphere I'd love to be in. His boldness deterred me, yet fanned the flames of my desire for him in me. He played it cool after that, but I always thought he was just pretending not to care for me. Until the day he told her it was just friendly exchanges of satisfying gratitude. This was the day I started to die inside because I realized it wasn't an act, and with each tear fallen, I'd weaken. He plays a game of catch and release with me because he knows that I can't release him. He can hear the silent conversation only spoken between my heart's beats. I'm tired of being here. If he would just go away, my pain could plateau into the necessary anguish and clear my confusion so I could start my healing process of healing. How did someone get so deep inside me and I never even felt their skin against mine? Perhaps he was the spellcaster, and those words he spoke that day were actually the spell that was casted, and I survived.
Oh, man, that was dope. And you know, it's so funny how I was thinking, like, when you said you wasn't going for small talk and just wanted to jump right on into it. And you're like, what? Well, I kind of like you that much. Well, okay. You know, you're like, what? Wow.
I like, you know what, because I like a, I like a bold expression, and I like the straightforwardness, but not so much, you know, not that straightforward. I'm like, okay, no. You want a little bit too much right now because I'm not there. I mean, we are adults.
Right.
We're all adults. And we already know all roads eventually lead to sex. We are procreators. That's what we're going to do anyway.
Mm-hmm.
If we should happen
exactly.
to get into a romantic relationship, eventually, all roads do lead to sex.
Mm-hmm.
But come on now. That right there, you know, could have been held back for another conversation. Or at least let me feel
mm-hmm.
you out, get to know me, and, you know, I get to know you. Yeah, I've had a guy come out like that, and as hot as it made my ass, I don't want to base a relationship. I don't want to start it like that. You know what I mean? I'm like,
right.
I like the
mm-hmm.
like, straightforwardness, but come on, dude, it's more to, don't you want to, do you want to, I mean, I want conversation. I don't just want sex from you. I want to know, I want to get to know
mm-hmm.
you. I want to understand
right.
your body language in a different way. Teach me you a different way.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Right. Everybody got to get to learn the roots instead of smelling flowers on top. Learn the roots.
Okay.
No.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Absolutely.
Now, I've been dug in the archives for this one.
Okay.
And it's called The One.
Go on
and
express your vibe.
All right. I believe you're my one, but I feel like I'm competing, and it feels defeating that you may be punishing me for your past. I let you know how I feel. I'm here for you in every capacity, yet I feel you're holding out on what you and I could be. I wonder, could this love last? You know every nuance, every part of my body. You permeated my head and my heart, but I'm experiencing some mental roadblocks when it comes to the soul. I don't have to compete with anyone. I come to you whole. So tell me, what does it take for you to really love me, to let down your guard, talk about what happened to you so I won't make the same mistake? Do you really know how my eyes light up when I hear your name or see your face? Every time we come together, my love for you grows stronger. And I don't think I can hold on any longer, wondering if you and I are big. You know your heart is your home, as long as you really love me.
Wow. Wow. That piece right there was love. Wow. Did you say, do you know how my heart lights up? You said it was something, okay.
All right.
Yeah. I like that song. I really, really do. Wow, you make me want to search for a love piece now. Shoot.
Yes. You know, I mean, you know, at first, my vibe was, it was really all about love and this and that. And then, you know, it could turn at any point to the left, or stay in the middle, or to the right. So I figured I better hang in somewhere in the middle.
Okay. There's nothing wrong with that. Not a thing. Not a thing. I did. I think I found a little love piece.
Uh-oh.
One offering. An offering of love.
All right. Sounds good. Whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. This one is called Open to Me. In time, you may come to see that some of my tears seep through the cracks of old wounds. Not because I haven't healed, but because there will always be remnants of residue through the ruins across my heart. And I know that You'll want to know what they did to hurt me so you don't step on a landmine. How many heartbreaks I've endured. Baby, I lost count. So don't be afraid to open to me. My heart has always been and shall remain a safe place to be loved and love. And I will always clear a path for you. Because my light brightens when you come into view. Being in your presence is as if time freezes for a moment, just long enough to allow me the pleasure of being held captive in your magnificence. I love the unmistakable inhale of us. All the while, my heart gleefully greets you in secret. The sight of you is mouth-watering and awakens the animalistic crave from deep within. You give my presence an enhancement of reason. So I close my eyes and breathe deep, because I swear that I can smell you when you're not around. I'm so drawn to you like the sweetest drug, and I'm addicted. It is said, where true love's light burns, desire is love's pure flame. Well, I don't just want to experience the extremes of your love. I want to become them, open to me. And I will face my fear and walk through with all that I am. Open to me. And let's ride this passion till our hearts are contented. Open to me. And know that this is your safe space. And release to me the gift of you. And that's that vibe.
Oh, wow. You know, I think there's a line in this piece that I think I just love. It's my heart. Is it my heart is a safe place to love and be loved?
Yes.
Is that it?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
See. And I think that's what everybody looks for. I think all of us look for safety. You know, we have to have a safe place to express ourselves or feel safe enough to express what we feel. And that's a very good point in a relationship or even a potential one. You know, somebody, you know, that you're really infatuated with, and then you tell them everything you feel, and then they're looking at you like, huh? And you're like, oh. So the second they don't make you feel safe, gone. That's how I am. Oh, wow. I got this.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it was, it wasn't too long ago that I wrote this. But I think I'm going to have this title, I Want You.
Go on and express your vibe.
All right. Thanks. I want you to want me. Want me enough to care. I want a beautiful friendship with a foundation that solidifies daily, two hearts to share. I want a love that transcends time, that turns into affinity, and it doesn't matter what happens as long as you're mine. Our energy swirl into prisms of color, from a black love too intense to others. But for me, it's never too much. We vibe so well, so freely. Part, I miss everything about you. Your embrace, kiss, and your touch. Yet I wish real love from you. Your honesty hurts. Yet you keep calling, keeping me falling, saying how beautiful, sexy I am. Asking me how I am, how my family is. Bloodlines, what you're giving. And that's not going to be how I'm living. Swearing you want me in the friend zone, then wanting me to bounce on your bone? I don't think so. I admit to fantasizing about us, putting the cart before the horse. But why do you want me in various positions, shouting your name until I'm hoarse? Get to know me so you can like me. Learn me, don't smell my flower without getting to know the root. Damn, I wish you could see how special we could be, how I envision you and me. But I can't make you love me. And honestly, that's okay. But the mixed signals you give, trying to keep me at bay, isn't cool. And then you wait until it's convenient for you to want me. And that's not the woman you think I be. And that's that vibe.
Girl, I know all about them mixed signals. Trust me, been there. I haven't just been there. I got the memorabilia. I got the coffee mug. I got the shirt. We talking t-shirts.
Yeah.
Yes. Girl, I even got a toe ring. Okay, I'm trying to been there with the mixed signals. That is one of the worst things that you can do to someone. Because you can't make up your mind where what position you want to hold or what we actually mean to you. Okay, is there a we, or is it just, you know, whatever? Say something. Don't just come like, oh, I want this, and then the next day it's like, you know, I'm busy. I can't stand the mixed signal thing, because what I do, see, what happens is when you bring that to me, I give it right back to you just as good. But it seems like now there's a misunderstanding. Now they can't process it. What's going on with you? You ain't got no time for me? I gave up my time to you. You didn't want to spend it with me. You didn't want to share in my time with me, so I found some other things to do. Talk to you later, you know. Now I got an attitude.
That's like, how it is all the
come
time.
On. You are not the puppet master, okay? And I'm not going to be dangling on some damn string like a marionette. We ain't going to play them kind of games, okay?
True, love me
or leave me. One or the other. You can't have both. I'm sorry. I can't. My love cannot blossom or exist in confusion. It just doesn't work like that for me. You know, I need something.
Absolutely,
solid,
Diva.
You know,
almost
like ironclad. You know, and I can stay friends with
you.
You
know,
don't expect no time to be.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say right. And I made a piece about that last week, I believe, on the it was the day of the 14th, and I think, and it was just almost like the same thing we were talking about. But that'll come up in a minute. So you ready to drop the next piece, Diva? Oh, wait a minute.
We
have a caller.
I think we got a caller.
Yes, we do. Hey, this is Mr. Automatic Charismatic. Hey, Auto, how are you? Welcome to Express Your Vibe. Otto, are you muted? Oh, he could be muted. So I don't hear anything.
Yeah.
Well, we'll put him back, and then we'll just roll on with ours. Okay. Are you ready?
Let's grab a song. Let's grab a song for a second.
Oh, yeah.
How about that?
That'd be great. All right.
Take away the big shirts, the tattoos, the sweatpants and veins. Okay, I don't wear no makeup, no purse in my hand. My resting bitch face is mistaken for the mean girl. But what if I told you there's nothing I want more in this world than somebody who loves me naked? Someone who never asked for love but knows how to take it. Are you that somebody who sees a wall and breaks it? Are you ready to fight just to see what's left behind my flaws? Can you love me naked? Yeah, naked, yeah. morning, so catch me at nighttime. Some of my friends think I'm moody, but I think I'm just fine. I could be pissed, but I act like I'm not. I really remember when I say I forgot. No matter how hard I try to run away from love at the end of the night, I need somebody who loves me naked. Someone who never asks for love, but knows how to take it. Are you that somebody who sees the wall and breaks it? Are you ready to fight just to see what's left behind my flaws? Can you love me naked? Yeah, 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 naked. Yeah, 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 naked. I need someone who loves me when I wake up. Who thinks I'm beautiful when I'm looking fucked up? I want that perfect glove, am I asking too much? Someone who shoots for the stars, no winner, thinks I'm not good enough. I need somebody who loves me naked. Who loves me naked. Someone who never asks for love, but knows how to take it. Oh, that's it. Are you that somebody who sees the wall and breaks it?
What's left behind my flaws? Can you love me naked? Yeah, 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 naked. Yeah, 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 naked. I love that song. I think we all want that somebody, yeah, that loves us naked, not just physically, but mentally and spiritually. That's why I always say, cannot be completely naked with you, you know. But when you say that, you're like, yeah, sure. No, you don't feel what I'm saying. You don't understand what I'm saying. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
Spiritually.
Oh, exactly, I do.
Can I give you my raw energy? Are you receptive to it? You know what I'm saying? Are we on the same frequency? You feel me? But then they be like, oh, well, damn. Yeah, it's like that. You know, it goes way beyond the outward appearance. I'm not superficial. I want to know. Can you teach me you? Because guess what? I will allow you to love me. I promise you that. I won't push you away. I do have another piece, Diva.
All right, I'm ready, Diva.
All right. This is called Understanding Love Cycle. I remind myself, if my eyes could show my soul, those watching would cry when they see me smile. So I stay guarded, because I've lost so much of myself in this life. But instead of choosing to go numb, I've fallen in love with the pain. So when I grab my pen, in my head, every poem I write starts with, I hope this is the last sad piece that I write. Because my heart taught me how to keep my tears invisible, and it's easier to write when they aren't hitting the paper first. I'm not selfish. I still love every day. I just stopped measuring and comparing it. Because even though it's been said that love is always equal as long as it's real, and it will always come back full circle, I learned that most people cannot reciprocate the kind of love that I have, am willing to give and do give. That's okay, because patience is what holds hands with love. I know one day I will be the reason for someone's smile, the pages in someone's book they highlight, that body they can't wait to snuggle into every night, and the eyes that they make love to while making love.
I just haven't experienced real love yet. I guess my cycle hasn't been completed. Heartbreak is the only feeling I've ever been left with, and it is something to feel after all. When you're fed love and rations, you learn to adapt within accepting breadcrumbs until you realize your true worth. So don't judge me. Offer is priceless doesn't mean I haven't sacrificed, and that's that piece.
Ooh, ooh.
That vibe.
Yes. Now, you know what? I'm going to tell you. Of course, there's always a line. I mean, you got those lines that give me life, I'm trying to tell you. But I might be paraphrasing because I'm not sure if I get this correct. But you said, if my eyes could show my soul, people would cry instead of smile. Oh, my God.
No. If my eyes could show my soul, those watching would cry when they see
those watching. Ooh, yeah. Oh, Diva, that is, girl, look. See, that's instant knowledge that you've been there and done that. Like, people can see. But they could also see, you know, you have, no pun intended or no, you know, but you have this vibe of openness and of love, like, hey, I'm going to shoot you out some love. Yeah, I'm going to throw it out there. And if you don't bounce it back to me, that's okay, because I'm going to keep it moving. And I'm going to keep loving me in spite of. You know, you're just like an ever-rolling river, and your smile will say, well, it's okay, because I'm good, because I got me. You know, God got me too, but I got it. So that's
you sound like you know me, Diva.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. Absolutely right.
Let's see if we can zip back to automatic. Hopefully he'll be on. Okay. All right. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Auto. Welcome to Express Your Vibe.
Hey, how y'all doing tonight?
There he is.
Okay. Hey. There you are.
Oh, I'm doing fine, you know.
Welcome.
They have some time on my hand, not truck driving right now, so I got some time on my hand.
All right, okay. Man. That's what I'm talking about.
So I get behind the wheel.
I hear it. You know what? Before you get into your piece, I want to say something, Diva. Do you know, now, let's see, I've been a part of Epiphany Radio for a little over 3 years now, I believe. And I've been listening to You Spit, Auto, for about that long. And do you know, just last month, I finally understood what you were saying at the end of all your pieces. You say, thank you.
Oh,
I'm like,
really?
That's what he's saying.
Oh, my goodness.
Viper and Drive. I'm like, what the hell is he saying? And I listened really, really close one day. And I was like, oh, that's what he's saying. Wow. Okay.
You know how people advertise. Oh, it's like somebody advertising, right? They get you all hyped up and for a product, and then they then the last part, they speak all fast at the end. They brought you by such and such.
It just tripped me out because I was like, oh, he's talking about his job. That's what that is.
And, you know, Viper, when I did radio, I did on the Viper. I did a BPE at first, and I did Viper. So
okay.
Viper is acronym.
Okay. I just thought I'd throw that out there because it tickled me because I'm like, oh.
He's
been saying all this time.
Yeah, it says for vehicles and intellectual poetry entertainment radio. It's what Viper says for.
Awesome. Okay. Awesome. Mm. That's what's up.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I like that. All right. That's what's up. All right. You can get back to expressing your vibe now. I just had to put that out there.
All right. I tell you, let's have a little fun, right?
All right.
Mm-hmm.
But y'all, please give me a title for a poem.
Whew. A title? How about Gift Me You? G-I-F-T.
Give me
gift.
You.
Yeah, Gift Me You.
If there can ever be a dream, something that came true, the value that I saw in all of you. You see, I love everything that you do. You're playing it cool. Your lifestyle is so smooth. I don't want half of you because that can never be enough. You see, I need all of you. Even when times are rough, give me all of you. The treasure, the plan, the love that we can understand. I feel the fire when I hold your hand, and I want to take you to lover's land. You are so beautiful in your critical thinking. It's like I feel valuable in what you are bringing. You see, you're so precious with your thoughts, your mindset. You see, I got you right from the back. How love reacts. This is an amazing reaction and love that we just made happen. It's so magic and so fantastic. I mean, you just give me all of you. Not a quarter. Not a pint, not half, all of you, all of your smile, all of the love that you give to me, all of the sex that it means to me, everything, your breath, air, and I'll take you there. See, your love spreads everywhere. So when I smile at you, and when I'm willing to marry you, you would know this when I say, give me all of you. Mr. Automatic Charismatic, the lyrical engine, 10 gears in, I'm all in, wiping and dry.
All right now.
Beautiful. That was really,
very
really
nice.
Beautiful.
Very nice.
And thank you for speaking a little bit more clearer at the end of your piece. I heard everything you said. You know, I said, I got it, but that was a beautiful piece. You know, I'm a little bit envious of you guys that can spit right off the top of your head like that. That freestyle,
yeah, that's
impressive.
Yeah.
It is. I can give you a couple of lines, but I can't do like a whole piece unless I'm in, excuse me, the expression, my shit talking mode, you know, and I'm trying to like keep somebody's attention. But I can't come up with a whole piece like that. And I really, really admire that gift. It is a skill that I would love to acquire one day. Really, really, and the piece was absolutely beautiful. It really was. Thank
yes,
you.
I agree. Yes, I do agree.
Right.
You
no,
are a man in love,
this,
my friend.
This calls us for champagne.
Mm-hmm.
Do I have the glasses?
Uh-oh. Well, this is her. This is her show, so you got to talk to the host.
Well,
I'm just riding side.
Let me
down.
Put it to you. you that's right. That's right. Look, I got the lava lamps and the, you know, the libations and the bean bags, you know, and some chill out chairs. You understand what I'm saying? It's all about a Zen thing. But you know, but you can get what you want. It's in there.
All right,
so thank you so much.
That's
what's up. All right. One love, one mic. Thank you.
One love, one mic. That was
wow.
Really, really
every
nice
time,
to you,
every single time. Yes, unless unless there's something political going on or something wrong in the world, he's in love. That's a good thing. Oh,
yeah,
wow. That
yeah,
piece
yeah.
was beautiful. It just like it every,
was.
You know, when I go up in flames with my hand touches your hand or something, when you hold my hand, I'm thinking, wait a minute now.
Mm-hmm. Right?
How nice.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know what? Yes, I got a very, very small piece, and it's an oldie but a goodie called Deep Water.
Ooh, go on and express your vibe.
All right. I approached the water. I put my toes in, only meaning to wet my feet, but threw caution to the wind and dove in deep water, tasting your lips as the water sped by, feeling you holding me as the water engulfed my body. I felt the sunshine on me. It felt so good, I couldn't help wanting to stay. It was amazing. I knew I wouldn't drown. My heart sent its beats out to hear your echoes of love. I basked in its warmth. I was beginning to run out of air. I didn't panic. I rose back to the surface. Cool of the water met my face. My body felt bereft as I met land. Getting up, I felt like I had another chance. So I dipped my toes in again, only to find the moon had taken the tide. And all I could do was wet my feet. That's that vibe.
I know that's right. I like that. I love the way you end your pieces sometimes. Man, I just... It's everything. It's the whole piece within those last few words. That's, oh, man.
Mm.
I like
that. Yeah. Tell you, we got them pieces. Yeah. I'm trying to tell you. Yes. Thank
girl,
you.
Girl, yeah, yeah.
Hey, look, we got them.
Yes,
those pieces
yes.
that give life, I'm trying to tell you. Mm-hmm.
And you know what? A lot of my pieces are created from something that I've heard in, well, I wouldn't say a lot of them, but some of them are created from a line that I heard in another poet's piece or just a single word.
Yes.
You know,
mm-hmm.
I've heard in another poet's piece. And I love that it touches me that way to make me want to write.
Mm-hmm.
I love it when something pushes my pen.
Yeah.
And I come up with something. Sometimes I surprise myself. I'm like, damn, because there used to be a time when, you know, some years back, I'd be like, am I ever going to be able to write another piece? Am I going to come up with something?
Mm.
I'd be second guessing myself.
Yes.
Now it's like, okay, let me write. You know,
mm-hmm.
And I love that. I don't ever want to get back in that frame of mind again and start second guessing myself because.
Oh,
it makes
not
me
ever.
Apprehensive.
You're a great poet.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank you.
Girl, look, Diva. I'm going to tell you, I've been a fan of yours since you came to Epiphany, and I think I was right before you, as a matter of fact.
Oh.
Because it seemed within, like, minutes, the Velvet Steamroller, the Green Eyed Bandit, the station manager, kind of bulldozed me into having a show. And I'm thinking, what? And then next thing you know, he's like, hey, how about La Perla Negra and you team up? I'm like, and it was the best thing ever.
Yes,
girl, I've been
was,
a fan.
I was
all
so
since day one.
Nervous. Do you hear me? I was so nervous. I was like, what if she don't like me? What if don't nobody like me? What
oh,
if
Lord.
I don't girl, I had all kinds of doubts and questions in my head.
Oh,
I was
my.
So scary. It was a wonder y'all didn't hear me trembling in my voice because I was really truly off. And I was fussing
oh,
behind the scenes.
God.
I all to myself was like, that's Don Larry. He done put me up in here. And, oh, well, I want to be behind the scenes. Oh, want nobody hear me. People don't want to hear me. You know? Girl, I'm trying to tell you, I was
oh,
tripping.
Oh, my God.
You know? Yes, yes. And I have been a fan of yours since then. I was like, ooh, her voice. Oh, my God. Her voice.
You know
it's
what?
It's so soft.
It's
how
incredible.
How does she do that? I was
for real. I was like,
and you know what? I have no idea. I have no idea. And I remember one time I was sick and I came on, and I think it was J-Rob. He said, can you just stay sick? Oh, I didn't mean that, but I kind of meant it. I'm what?
He sure did. I remember that night.
You remember that night? I was like,
Okay.
Because
he gave you a whole different tone.
Mm-hmm.
And it was even softer than what you speak now. So I understood what he was talking about.
Mm-hmm. I do too. You know what? I'm going to ask you a favor, Diva. I am going to play another station identification. And then, if you would, try to find, remember that prompt from the Get Down is how do you know when your poem is finished? You got that? Can you find it, maybe?
Let me see.
Well, what I'll play the ID, the identification, and then I'll spit mine. And if you didn't get yours yet, all right.
I'm gonna have to search for that. I don't even think I got it in my tablet. It's in a book.
Okay, it's cool.
One of
all
my
right.
books. But I'm gonna look.
All right.
I'm gonna look.
Okay.
You're listening to Epiphany Radio, the real entertainment network. Your number one hit station in town. This is Radio. Your number one hit station.
This is
Sandra, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the for real entertainment network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is 20 minutes after the hour, and if you're going to call in, which we wish you would, the dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and press that 1. And to those who are listening or streaming online, make sure you call them before 11. The Block Talk lady has no chill. She cut me off, and I'm a host. So y'all call them before 11 o'clock. So Diva, I'm going peace up.
Mm-hmm.
I love this prompt from them, and it's something.
Mm-hmm.
So this is how do I know?
Go and express your vibe.
Thank you. How do I know when my poem is finished? It's when I'm spent. My emotions spill out as well as my tears all over the paper without consent. Thinking of all I've endured over the years. At times I don't know when my poem will finish, because you are the words, I am the pen, and what I feel for you will never diminish. Sometimes I can't write at all. Believe it or not, it's true. I don't know when my poem is finished. There are too many things to write about, too many feelings to emote. Perhaps my poem will never end, because the universe sees me, hears me, even when I can't find the words that need to escape from my parched throat. Deep within, I know when my poem is finished, because there's a relief, a lifting that I feel when it's done. And before you know it, words flow through my head and a new poem has begun. That's that vibe.
I couldn't get myself off mute. You know what? I know exactly what piece it is. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. I love when we're given prompts, but I can't find the
too.
Book, that one particular book that
right.
I have it in. But I have a piece about. I don't know if you remember the prompt when they asked you when did you fall in love with poetry.
Oh my goodness, I do remember that.
Okay. They've given us a lot of prompts. You know that? Now that I think about it. Yeah. And I don't know what the hell I did with that book, but I'm going to just read this one for you. This is called My Poetry.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. I fell in love with the world of poetry very young. But conditioned fear instilled left me with no voice to voice my passion. I kept it suppressed until it was just lost. Then she gave it back to me, she, my poetry. Sometimes I'm just in love with the pain. So I write poetry because it belongs to me. Because I am flawed, but I can expose it through the flow of my ink. And she, my poetry, thinks it's beautifully. There isn't anything that I can't show or tell or be through my poetry. See, poetry is my soulmate, my heart's desire, my true love, anger, and my mistakes. All that I am rides through my ink to her and with her. She sees and receives me. She carries me. She, my poetry. I write poetry for someone's story that's afraid to be told and for who can't be heard. Because poetry is life. I write poetry because I've fought monsters in the dark and made friends with them at night. Suffered at the hands of what wasn't my fault and never was made right. I write poetry because the universe straightened my crown while explaining to me that I am royalty. I write poetry because my greatest love story dwells deep within my soul and has yet to be told. I love my poetry. I have a story, and it belongs to me and she, my poetry. And that's their vibe.
Love that. You said, I love my poetry. Is that my story that belongs to me, or a story that belongs to me?
I have a story.
I think those last two lines.
I have a story, mm-hmm. and it belongs to me and she, my poetry.
Mm. Yes. Love it.
Mm-hmm. Damn, that's an old piece.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Wow. I'm trying to that line is wonderful. At the end, like, I have a story that belongs to me. She, my poetry. I love that. Yes.
Thank you. Wow.
Diva, I have a piece called You. And
okay.
It was when I thought I had a little something, and it turned out I didn't.
Okay.
So this is called You.
Express your love.
Thank you. I thought I found what the world searches for. You were my one. The Almighty brought you to me for a reason, and apparently for a season, because you left me, and love doesn't live here anymore. Were you afraid? I know I was. I was happy for a long time. Then when I realized I was the one chasing you, I stepped back to have you chase me. And you stopped calling. I was already half falling for you, in spite of the fact we never touched. You penetrated my head. I let my guard down and let you go straight to my heart. I should have known not to depend on anyone, but your confidence awed me. Your artistry was unique, and I yearned to know more about you and how you live. Forgive, and able to let go of past offenses you thought you couldn't, or did your heart close and you wouldn't? Honestly, you dropped me like rocket love, left me wondering how to ease the pain. I refused to be like Pharaoh, whose heart hardened to let the people go. Yes, you've experienced much, and I know you're smart. I can tell by your art, but it's obvious you don't know anything about love. Because you were everything I was in search of, and that's that vibe.
Wow. You were everything. I was a great child. Girl, you give the whole meaning at the end of the piece. The words are beautiful, but that last line is always, that's the life of the piece, that very last line. It's like, if you didn't get what I was saying, let me tell you it this way. And then you end it with that, and it's like, wow, I get it now. Yes, I heard your words, but wow, that was beautiful. I love it. Oh, excuse me. I got another piece here. Fun title.
I'm ready.
It's still a piece. Okay.
That's our thing.
Yes, girl.
Yes, your vibe, Diva.
Thank you. I crave intimacy, and I give permanency. So I don't want temporary people touching my soul, my mind, my body, my heart. I know who I am, my value, my worth. I'm not average. I was created with faith, compassion, empathy, resiliency, trust, and love. Through my perseverance, I've learned my lessons in patience, timing, and alignment, and that you can't meet everything with resistance because it doesn't agree with your plan. It taught me that nature is in charge and that things will happen exactly when and how they are supposed to. That things happen for us, not to us, because everything has a purpose. What I need you to understand is the part that I play in this world concerning love isn't given in pieces, because I'm not bringing trust or commitment issues. And yes, a new start can be created on a damaged canvas, but you won't build anything stable to last. When I need you, don't give me distance. I don't want to have to beg to be loved. Mutual reciprocation of effort is an integral part of the survival of this genuine, wholehearted, unconditionally divine love that I offer. I don't want to complicate life. I love simplicity. So some of our favorite moments should be those different times when we just catch each other and stare and just smile. See, my heart doesn't make careless mistakes. I value your worth, and I love on purpose. I will always choose soul over ego because I found through the stillness of my peace. True love will always find its way back to the heart it was home in. And that's that vibe.
Wow, you love simplicity. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you know what? Love doesn't have to be difficult. It really doesn't. I think you always say all the time, true love is perfect. It's the people that are imperfect.
That's right.
Or something like that.
That's right. True love is perfect. It doesn't hurt. It doesn't cause pain. It doesn't hate. And it's appreciative. It's those ones that they can't reciprocate it, that can't appreciate it, that are selfish, that make it difficult.
Yeah. I agree
with
that.
Love itself is perfection. It's divine perfection. But people, they bring issues and silence and selfishness and all kinds of shit to set it off balance. You know, God is love. That's where it comes from, you know. And people, man, girl, don't get me started.
I know, right? Well, Diva.
Yes.
It is, ladies and gentlemen, it is 10:33. Y'all got under half an hour to call and express your vibe. Again, the dial-in number is 319-527-6300 and press that 1. Now, Diva, since it's after 10:30, and I hope kids aren't still up, Remember that prompt, what's your safe word?
Oh, Lord, girl. You really want me to go searching through? I can't find it. I'm going to tell you right now, I can't find it. But you can go ahead and I'm gonna give you the mic and you can go ahead on and express your vibe on it, because I can't find it. I ain't even gonna try. I act like I can.
Right. I really thought this prompt was woo, and I was like, so this is called Safe Word, of course. You ready, Diva? I'm sure you're ready.
Express your vibe.
All right. I thought of my favorite fruit, my favorite kind of ice cream, even my favorite food. But how is there a word to stop all you do to me, all I dream? See, you kiss me in a way I could do all day and night, and the way you hold me, safety personified. I haven't felt this way in years. The last time, I couldn't remember if I tried. I wonder if a word is warranted. Isn't it used when scared, when you had enough? How could there be one after all we shared? Could it be the intensity, or you think you can't come one more time and need that overwhelming sensation to stop for a minute? Until you catch your breath, to stop the throbbing, stop the spinning in your head, realizing all that moaning that you thought was him was you instead. I suppose in the scheme of things, a safe word can be stopped. By then, it'll be too late, because I'll be on all fours swallowing every single drop. And that's that vibe.
No, pineapples. I wasn't ready.
I thought I got
the same word, pineapple.
Ooh, Lord. Maybe I should make my safe word my favorite too. Watermelon. Shoot, you probably had so much XBA, couldn't even say watermelon.
Ooh, girl, let me see what I can find in here, because I know I got something. Okay, you
know
what?
I
got something that Poetic wrote for me a while ago. This was sometime last year. And he wrote this, and I think I'll read that one.
All right.
Lord. Okay.
Express
it vibe, ain't juicy man. As yours, but it's something. All right, thank you. This is called Fingers of Pleasure and Ecstasy. He merely wanted to run his fingers through my locks so that the gods would know he feasted on more than just my wet box. In fact, he used liquefied ambrosia to turn me into his personal goddess of fantasia. As he sang to me while strumming my heart with his words and his hands danced upon my scalp, stimulating non-spoken verbs, just pure actions as the oils of his fingertips remind me of how sensually erotic his lips. All the royalty in my body. Every single curve is commanded at his attention to guide me into the ultimate bliss of euphoric, mind-blowing tantric. Communication in the Kama Sutra of grazing my scalp, sending my pleasure sentence into the top of Swiss Alps. My entangled, stressed climaxes were released upon the gentleness of his touch, and he relaxes me into this place no man has ever made me dream of. My yoni was screaming for his touch, but he was patient, and I wanted him so much. He worked his hands through every one of my dreads. My soul was begging as he massaged my head. Damn, can he just be mine? His hands were more intoxicating than pure wine. My panties soaked with anticipation, nipples hard with gratification, and all he did was touch me upon my crown. I oozed from excitement as he released what was bound. Ecstasy. Extreme ecstasy. And that's that vibe.
Yo, oh my God, I gotta say something. To me, one of the most sexiest things when a man runs his fingers through my hair and even touches and massages my scalp. I mean, yeah. My goodness. I mean, there is something when you're all that deep down in the passion and the grabbing of the hair and all that. However, it is so sexy to me.
Mm.
I mean, when a man washes my hair, or when he just, if you're just sitting down between his legs and he just lazily just plays in between the parts, or just rubs his fingers through my, oh, okay, never mind. Hey, that was the loser.
Thank you. Yeah, ooh. That's poetic's fault. You remember when we were assigning our pieces to everybody. We were doing like the dedicating a show to them, reading their pieces.
Oh,
do
yeah, I
do.
That? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I do.
Mm.
That is from, was it from, no, that piece wasn't from that, but it brings to mind that night. Mm-hmm. Reading someone else's pieces to them, it's amazing how you hear them from somebody else. It brings a whole new meaning to you as the poet.
It really,
the author
yeah,
of that
really,
piece.
Really,
I'm like, damn, I wrote that.
Wow. I know, right?
Okay.
Yes.
And I love it.
I remember.
I love
we
need.
Yeah, maybe we need to do that again. But I remember I did mine. I did one. We all did one for Joe the Verbal Mind Dance. Remember that? And
that was
a heck of a night. I really liked that. I miss him. I really do miss him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
But Diva, it's something that we're just jumping on these prompts. But I remember one show. They said, someone give this heart a pen. And I just, the second they announced it, the words just boom, boom, boom. Peace made just that night. It just, I was on, you know, like just raring to go with it, you know. Had to wait a week.
Yes.
So I'm going to do that one.
All right, well, go on and express your vibe.
All right. Someone give this heart a pen, because it has something to say this way, right now. If the words can't be released, it may not beat another day. See, it has been beating all her life, been bruised many times, yet still stands, still beats. It has seen trials, tribulations, and strife. It hasn't felt love in so long. It has given up at times. The muse has come and gone. Someone give this heart a pen. It has something to say every now and then. It has to make a choice on how to live, how to give, express itself by its beat, its voice. Look, listen how its blood flows. How long it will last without love, no one knows. So someone give this heart a pen. It really has something to say. If the words can't be released, it may not be another day. And that's that vibe.
Mm. You know, I love that piece. And it stems from such a beautiful prompt. Some of these prompts,
yes.
they just make you grab your pen and start writing without even giving it a second thought. You just, the words just start
absolutely.
Flowing through the ink, man. I love it. I love it. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Girl, you got me searching. Let me see. What else? Ooh, let me see. Let's see. I did have something. What is it, Lord? Give me one. So, matter of fact,
oh, no
let
problem.
Me, let me play a song while I search and find.
All right. No problem.
A piece.
Okay.
Okay, there you go.
Sorry, can't be like you. Finding it hard to keep, cause I've been thinking about you. The most part of my week, and I want you to be here. Maybe we could be somewhere a different day.
Toxicity is so intoxicating. It now runs through my veins, and I don't even know how he got me in such a wicked way of loving. But today is the now I release him, because he's one of my bad habits that I need to break. Intuition is such a funny thing, because I've learned that some things you feel just can't be explained through words. He knew he could lay all of his problems on my shoulders. But as much as he released them to me, I allowed even more of myself to be taken. Releasing all of my energy to him because he just felt so damn good. as I mistook rationing for reasoning, started with a suicide mission for my heart because I was the band-aid and pacifier when she hurt him. I started to realize it because never once did he say, I love you. Just always, I need you. While I was in the shadowed trenches helping him fight his battles, I would start asking myself, does she even know his habits? Like how he loves to taste it in the morning to get his day started? Or can he even imagine how loud silence is in his absence? My ego blinded with contentment because his I trust you made me feel safe. His presence has been ambiguous. His presence has been you know what? I can't even say the word. I can't pronounce it. In every aspect of my life. Since his first hello. And the existence of him is etched in me like stone. Since first our bodies connected, his scent and the apertures of my in my skin bind as nature in time. His taste, permanently embedded in my tongue. I don't even know the difference between his thoughts and mine anymore. So my voice of reason has become obsolete. Is there such a thing as loving someone too much? Maybe he's obsessed. The way he calls me at 2 a.m. to talk me back in when I've made up my mind we're over. If he knows how I am. Maybe I'm the bad habit that needs to be broken. And that's that vibe. Oh, and the word is ubiquitous. I don't know what I was thinking.
All right. That was nice though because you said something. Do you know he likes to taste it every morning? It was that before he gets up or something like that.
To get his day started.
Goodness.
Yeah.
And then you switched it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you switched it up too. Like when you said, perhaps I should change my habit. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like mm-hmm. I need to stop falling in that hole. Mm-mm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Wow.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, it is 10:52, and ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening and want to jump on right quick before the 11 o'clock hour, press that 1. The number is 319-527-6300. Y'all better press that 1. You have to be 11 o'clock hour. And the blog lady has no filter, of course.
Okay.
So, You remember that show about having regrets?
Mm-hmm.
I do believe that was our show.
Yeah.
I'm going to spit that one.
Yes, it was.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I'm going to spit that
one. Special
All right. My mother said, if you have no regrets at all, you haven't lived. I thought I had none. I truly believe regrets were life lessons. Then as I sat in my chair to contemplate this, I became sad. There were so many regrets of things said with malice, actions done with no regard for no one else at that time. The guilt that I thought would happen didn't. The unintentional hurt I caused, intentional hurts towards me, regrets. I was in love once. But I repeated a mistake twice with someone I wasn't in love with, but I cared. And I stayed too long when I should have left. As more regrets came to mind, I had to pause. I did the best I could with what I had. I wasn't a bad person. In fact, many who know me say I'm a sweet spirit. I'm a nurturer. I love love. Deep down inside, I believe I live for it. Perhaps the biggest regret I have lies in me. I didn't take care of myself. But now I'm ready to get me back, to love me again. The last regret that I ever have is that no one loves me enough to get to know me, to do the work, because love takes time, to develop a real relationship, to really love, and last past 10 years. I have no time for tears, yet regrets make me think a lot about life, decisions and love, the choices we make. And I pray for wisdom daily, but without love, I don't know how much more I can take, and that's that vibe.
I like that. Yes, Eva. That was beautiful.
Thank you, doll.
As always. Thank you. Have a call. Put your hand up.
Yes, we do. That's our Texas. That's our Texas bud.
Okay.
Hey, Kendrick, how are you? Welcome to Express Your Vibe.
Hey, Kendrick. Are you muted?
Hey.
Yeah, he is.
Hi, how are you tonight?
Oh, let me check out speakerphone. It's like y'all echoing.
Yeah, we had an issue the other night, too. I don't know.
Do a block talk. So what's good with y'all? What's good with y'all? I just now chimed in. I was like hearing something about regret. Like, the hell y'all regretting about now? Like, what's up? Chime me in. What we got?
That was a topic from one of the older shows on the Love Zone we were talking about. Do you have any regrets? Yeah, that was a piece that she was doing from that show that night. That's all. Open mic, though. It's open mic. How you been?
I'm hanging. It's April 1st, everybody come with these jokes and stuff. Talking about April Fool's Day. I've seen enough of that. Throughout social media. But I know a lot of people been talking about this whole thing with Chris Rock and Will Smith. And, you know, I don't watch too much to watch the Oscars at all, but it's been such a hot topic over the last few days.
It's crazy.
I'm like, wow.
That's the new fish on the block. That incident. It's the flavor of the day, the flavor of the month. That's all it is. That's why they keep talking about it. But that's what Hollywood does. They sensationalize and they keep playing it over and over and over for you, or they give you something to talk about. And people run with it. And now that we have social media, it's just endless. It's an endless crazy cycle of keep it going, and I'm really sick of it.
Exactly.
So honestly,
I was done with it after 24 hours. I was like, okay, let's move on from that. But anywho, we're gonna go past that. This is a whole new month. We ain't gonna go into that sort of nonsense. So it's a brand new month. You know, we've been blessed to see this month, and you know.
Absolutely.
And see, y'all talking about these hot vibes. Now, I kind of want to answer that one. Y'all talking about the regrets. I know it's an old topic. It's like it is a trick. You find yourself kind of sitting back.
Ooh.
I just heard her echo again.
Well, you got to express your vibe.
I sometimes be thinking about, you know, when you come out of a relationship and you be like thinking, man, what I could have done differently to make this relationship work. And that's how I was when I got my divorce over like a decade ago. I was about 14, almost 15 years now since my daughter came into the world in August of 07. And it was like, I kept thinking over and over again. And I was like, you know what? I don't regret the lesson that I've learned during the time I was married. Because it's like God revealed some things to me that, you know, it wasn't worth, you know, wasting any more time with a person who really don't want to be involved with you, but they want to have their cake and eat it too. And you're like, nah, I don't play like that. You know, you're going to do you, and I'm going to do me, and move on from there. That's it, Law?
Go ahead and express your vibe.
Now we're hitting the countdown. So we got 10 seconds, so we're about to cut you off. Oh, boy.
Don't worry about that. Just go ahead and spit your piece. Don't worry about her. We got her.
Don't worry about her. If she cut me off, y'all going to know what happened.
Don't worry about it. Go
Okay, yeah, I do have a piece lined up here. Let me go ahead. I don't have a title for it, though. Sometimes I have pieces I've written that I just never share on social media, you know, on Facebook and stuff like that, because, yeah, I see so many other, you know, wonderful pieces and stuff, but people really don't pay too much attention to it, so it's like I'm not going to waste too much ink on Facebook too much, so here's what I have. I'm going to go ahead and share with you guys, you ladies, not guys, but you ladies, and it goes like this. We have such a strong connection when we're vibing, spitting some amazing shit with our words to the point where we want to escape this fantasy and make something happen in reality. Even though we're miles apart, you still feel close to me. I'm usually a bias in long-distance relationships because my emotions are often played with like a sex toys for convenience only. But this is different. You keep me in sync with you, and I want to return the favor in a big way. Our peeps don't know how close we really are of making this relationship official. This ain't the kind of relationship that you put off like an engagement party. We've been waiting so long for this. I will travel across this country just to be by your side and make you my number one. Video chats can't keep me from wanting you as you lay in your boy shorts and t-shirt. Oh, Lord, how much I want to taste your lips and wrap my hands around your hips. This ain't no catfish type of relationship. We want to be together. And when we can finally meet up and share this passion, moment of passion, it'll be worth the wait. And that's that piece.
Oh, that was really sweet.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Very, very nice.
I like that. Wow. You can see how many ideas how much I want to kiss you on this. That's that was really, really a nice piece, Kendra. I'm glad you came through tonight, man. We miss hearing your voice and your pieces.
We miss hearing your voice.
Really, really nice.
Really, really nice. Yes, absolutely.
It has been a minute, though.
The
chance I get, I'll try to chime in as much as I can. So, you know, if I get a Friday out there, I'll try to chime in. If not, I'll just listen like I always do. Oh.
That'll work.
Great here, y'all night.
Well, that's what's up. We appreciate you
here.
Either which
way.
Yeah. All right, Kendrick. It's time to be ushered into the Groove Lounge, where the lava lamps
right
are still going up
all
and
right
down, and get your favorite libation and maybe your favorite eats over there. Thank you so much. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
All right, y'all.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Oh, Diva. This has been a show.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for all the participants tonight. Thank you for listening. If you are streaming online, we really appreciate it. I appreciate it. Look, stay safe, y'all. Everybody is not wearing masks around me yet. I'm still wearing mine, and I'm not going to stop. It's a bit too much for me to handle right now that nobody down here wants to wear their mask. So y'all stay safe. God bless you guys. Diva, any words?
Yeah, what my diva just said, that part. I love y'all. I'm going to say peace. I'm going to take it out with this.
is wrong.